You are listening to the People's Show, Man Leads by Mansoor Man.
Welcome to the Man Leads. Oh yeah, I am still dancing with the music because this intro song is one of my favorites. I personally selected this song for this podcast. And for those of you who are new here, who don't know me, this is Mansoor Arman, a real guy with a real topic for a real talk. This is a podcast hosted by Anchor FM, powered by the Metro PCS. My team did an amazing job in setting up all this. I really appreciate you guys. And in the upcoming episodes, we will be discussing things with Hazen Lee. I'm a little nervous today because ab hogi khul ke baat. Or, sab jante hain, the Matrix is after me.
Oh.
Anyways, welcome to my solo episode. Yes, this is a solo show, which means that both good and bad things can happen. And if anything goes wrong, it's totally my fault. So, baat kar lete hain aaj thodi feminism pe. Feminism. This is the time to discuss some realities of feminism. Kya hai ye gandh? What is feminism? This is a Western culture designed to undermine the traditional units, the traditional family units, the family systems for some personal gains. And what are those personal gains? I have debated this topic many times with many people on many occasions. Unfortunately, the countries in Asia, particularly the third world countries, are following these kind of Western trends blindly. And this is the primary cause of our mega crisis. These days, it appears to be a fashion for women to behave like men as much as possible. Men are dogs. You don't need a man. Is kism ke slogans use kar rahe hain ye log? Kyunki gender issues are super necessary for Aurat March. Feminism doesn't want you to know that women are about as likely to abuse their partner as men, or that the boys are at least as likely to suffer from sexual abuse as girls, because it would impact their fundings. Feminists are brainwashing young girls. They tell them feminism is hated because women are hated. Misogyny is at the heart of anti-feminism. It is the political defense of women. No way. This is rubbish. This is a movement that encourages women to leave their husband, leave their children, destroy their families, and become lesbians. Maybe when you got a woman out there walking around and saying, "I don't need a man. I don't care about you. You don't complete me. You can't complete me. Wake up." This is a us versus them mentality, which may sound light and fluffy, but you truly need to take it seriously. Stand up. Start detecting facts from fiction. They insist they don't need a man because they are not working for the betterment of the society. 3 months ago, I met a feminist. She was listening to a Cardi B song. Shayad Cardi B ki fan hogi. I asked her, "What exactly you are trying to achieve? What is this fucking feminism about?" And she said, "This is the most powerful movement to end sexism, sexist persecution, and exploitation. We are here to achieve the full gender equality in both law and practice." Oh really? Do you really think this is a movement for full gender equality?
Mujhe toh hairat hui ye sunke. And her dumb reply was,
"Yeah, don't you see the women in Saudi Arabia? Now they are enjoying their lives, they are enjoying their rights, they are running the businesses for the very first time, just because of this great movement."
Oh bitch, come on. Yes, all the Cardi B fangirls are in my bitch list. The movements and mentality and the moronious motivation you're getting from sick-ass singers are destroying your morality. Even a social norm for females cannot be identified by the nerds who are following this kind of fake agendas, who are following this kind of stupid agendas. Feminists are like whores in the house.
they are looking for something bigger and better. They want something extra large and extra hard. They don't need a man to live with them, but in all serious circumstances, they all want a male to protect them. Women on the left know that in order to get ahead more easily, they must deprive men of their advantage in having stay-at-home wives. Feminists are well aware that they will never be able to achieve a level playing field in the market as long as their male competitors are doing the businesses. They have always wanted to eliminate a full-time domestic worker, and trust me, need for a second income is not what feminism is looking for. The destruction of society by pulling down the family system is their topmost priority. Throughout the history, the family has been the ultimate and the only consistently subversive organization in all ideologies, in all religions. Feminism always supported the idea of sexual liberation, and that is the reason why the bad effects of the sexual liberation became more and more obvious, including the rise in the sexually transmitted diseases, wider access to pornography, and out-of-wedlock births. This increased the social problems that come with raising children without fathers. Given that the man and woman were now equally in control of their sexual choices, and that the traditional mores that had once enshrined male responsibility, psychological costs were paid in contending with male sexual predators and absolving them of responsibility of their behavior, even in more and more privileged women. In order to dislodge homemaker wives from their families, feminism devalued their role, exposed themselves, thinking men got better deal in increasing the rates of divorce very much. And after divorce, some of these moms, while happy they had kids, expressed their regret about their choices. They wish they had maintained a better decision. We all know for many decades, political correctness has required that the educators and parents pretend that the gender doesn't matter. The only solution which is needed. If you are a girl, prefer to be a real one. A high-value woman has decent clothes, a sweet voice, and a smart mind. My father taught me that after him, it's my personal responsibility to take care of my mother, my brother, my family. Apparently, I don't need a man also goes in gutter when you are a mom and your son wants to take care of you. Magar ab kya kar sakte hai? Liberal assholes don't want you to take care of your family. They don't want you to be independent. This is the part of Matrix, which doesn't want a happy family. Remember, if you can depend on each other in a family, you don't need to depend on the World Economic Forum. You don't need to depend on the state. You don't really need to depend on the other forces which are here for their personal gains. I appreciate everyone's presence here today very much, and I hope to see you all again with Mr. Hazen in a few days. Have a wonderful evening, guys. Take care. Goodbye.